be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading on this first Sunday of Lent for this year is taken from the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, we read that God created the human beings. God created first the man out of the clay, and then he breathed his breath into the man. And so we begin to see that within each and every one of us, our beginning is with God, and that there's a likeness of God within each and every one of us. God also planted a garden, and in the garden there were trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God instructs Adam and Eve to leave those particular trees alone. And even though it was not part of the reading, God also created the animals. And since there were no animals suitable for man, that's when God created Eve. And so, even though God said, leave that tree of good and knowledge alone, Adam and Eve did not listen. They took some of the fruit that was on the tree because it looked pleasing, and they ate it, and their eyes were opened. And so began sinfulness on the part of our ancestors in faith. And so it's a reminder of who we are, of our frailty, of that propensity to not do what we should do, but do the opposite. And thank God we have seven sacraments, one of them being the sacrament of reconciliation, which is given a particular prominence during this season of Lent. Our second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, And Paul writes that it was through the disobedience of Adam and sin that death began. But Paul also reminds us that it was through the obedience of one man, the Christ, that we have been made righteous. And in Matthew's gospel, we read about our Lord Jesus being led into the desert by the Holy Spirit and then being tempted by the devil. He was tempted to misuse the powers that he had. The devil uses sacred scripture to try to get Jesus to fail. And Jesus uses scripture to counter what the devil tries to get him to do. Jesus, being very, very familiar with the scripture passages, has no problems in that regard. The Gospel of Matthew reminds us that unless we tackle the selfishness that leads us to misuse what God has given us for our personal gratification, that like Adam and Eve, we will alienate ourselves from our Creator. And maybe the idea that being familiar with sacred scripture can be a great benefit to us, most especially during times of temptation. You can think of a couple of verses. One is found in Psalm 119. When being tempted, "Leave me, all you who do evil." And then in the book of James, chapter 4, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will take flight. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you." And so, using scripture, we can begin to see how that will benefit us, most especially during times of temptation. During this Lenten season, we are asked to reflect upon our relationship with God, and we were also, I think, challenged to remove any obstacles that we may have built up between our relationship with God and ourselves, so that we will grow closer to God, we will grow in holiness, and we will grow in our relationships with other human beings here on the face of the earth.